From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Stocks in the United States saw their largest single-day drop Monday after the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged nearly 1,200 points, losing more than 4.6% of its value. The stock market has now lost about $1 trillion in value since Friday. Monday's Dow sell-off was the biggest point decline in history. It comes after Friday's slide when the Dow lost 666 points. An eruption of ethnic violence in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo has killed more than 24 people and left hundreds of homes burned to the ground. Congolese officials say the fighting exploded late last week in the Ituri province between Hema and Lendu ethnic groups. It's not clear what set off the fighting, but the two groups have been bitter enemies for decades. Poland has canceled Israeli Education Minister Naftali Bennett's visit this week because of Bennett's strong reaction to Poland's proposed Holocaust law. On Monday, he said the blood of Polish Jews cries from the ground and no law will silence it. The government of Poland canceled my visit because I mentioned the crimes of its people. I am honored. Polish president has yet to sign the law, which the legislature has already passed. The White House is now in charge of the fate of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo that alleges FBI abuses of power during an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Trump administration will need to declassify the Democratic report before it can be released to the public. The Republican memo cleared the same approval process last Friday. This is VOA News.